boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I want to read Shakespeare. Well, let me explain. Because I'm too dumb to read Shakespeare. I'll be completely honest with you. But I came across a video last night on my TikTok For You page, and it was a girl kind of explaining Ophelia. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Taylor Swift dropped the album. It's called Life of a Showgirl, and the top song on there is The Fate of Ophelia. She's like, if you don't know the story of Ophelia, let me give it to you. And I had no idea. Ophelia's story, Hamlet's story, and girl, I was invested. And the way that this girl described the whole story almost did it as like a Gen Z girly kind of term. She was like, Hamlet shot Ophelia's dad and boom and things like that. I was like, oh my God, like I'm invested. And the whole story is really, really good. But here's the thing. I'd love to read it. I just would not understand Shakespeare's writing. And that's no offense to Shakespeare. That is every offense to myself.
Right.
I am too stupid for Shakespeare. Because it's funny. I found a fun fact even 2 days ago, and it was like most Americans read at a sixth grade level. I probably read at a third grade level, if I'm being honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm stupid. I would read that Shakespeare and have no idea what I'm reading, or I would probably interpret it in the opposite way of what it actually is.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I remember in high school being like, what? What? I can't. It's not computing.
But I just think the story of Hamlet and Ophelia is so investing and interesting. So I would love to either, one, find something that's in Gen Z girly terms, whether that's a movie or a book that I can understand.
ChatGPT.
Really?
I told you.
Can it give it me a long version? I want to read it.
I'm sure. I mean, full disclosure, I don't know what Hamlet's about. I have no idea.
Girl, you're going to be so invested.
So I asked it to write a short summary, and honestly, tea.
What do you got?
So basically, Hamlet is about this sad, dramatic prince whose dad just died, and his mom immediately marries his sketchy uncle.
Ew.
Red flag. Then Hamlet finds out from a ghost, a.k.a. his dad.
Yes! Yeah, yeah! And he starts getting crazy from that. That's what I heard.
The uncle totally murdered him to steal the crown. What? So Hamlet is bet and spends the rest of the play pretending to go crazy while trying to catch his uncle slipping. There's fake madness, overthinking, sword fights, and a lot of trauma dumping. This is so up your alley.
Oh my God, I love a good trauma dump.
By the end, almost everyone dies because no one in Denmark knows how to communicate or go to therapy.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, that's the short version.
I need to read Hamlet or whatever. What is this? Shakespeare? It's something. I don't know what it is.
Hamlet.
Again, I'm too stupid. Can we find an easier dumbed down version? Second grade level.
I think this is your calling on TikTok, is to, you know, research on the internet, ChatGPT.
The story of Hamlet and Ophelia.
And then you tell it in your terms.
Oh, God. I'm so invested.
Is that how you're going to spend your weekend?
Yes.
Diving into Shakespeare.
And then I'm going to give you the lore.
Please do, because the real stuff I don't understand.
It's time that we tell you, Stuff the Wagon 2025 is back a month from today.
It's on the calendar, officially, and we want to make sure you're in the loop so that you can pencil it into your notes like, oh, that's my reason to leave work a little early that day. The dates are, it's kicking off early. By the way, Monday, November 10th is the first donation opportunity where we're going to be out. And then it's the four Mondays after that. So 5 Mondays in a row, November 10th, 17th, 24th, December 1st, and December 8th. You'll find us out in the trunk doing our show live 3 to 7 p.m. where you can bring by pet food, pet toys, pet treats, office supplies, cleaning supplies, all for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
We wanted to get those dates out to you now because we know how hectic and crazy the holiday season can be. So save the dates now because Stuff the Wagon 2025 is back. And we're going to be taking all those donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let me start this by saying, I'm no doctor. nor will I claim to be. But I do have to share a message from a doctor that's going around on TikTok from Dr. Erin Nance. She said, "This is a message for anyone even thinking about cutting open an avocado this weekend."
What does she know?
Well, Dr. Erin Nance is a hand surgeon, and she said that almost every hand surgeon in America is in Vancouver right now. That's Canada for everybody. Uh-huh. Because they're at their annual hand society meeting. I don't know.
I didn't know that was the thing. That's cool.
Sounds legit.
Well, you got to stay educated. I like that.
Even doctors have to keep up with their education.
Hands are changing.
They're all up in Vancouver, so God forbid you slice your hand by stabbing the pit of an avocado this weekend.
Taylor might have to help take care of it.
Oh my God, I get really queasy.
Or me, because you know what? For some reason, they think I'm a doctor.
Sorry, who?
Remember that? I don't know what is going on, but for some reason, a doctor has their phone number wrong on their resume. Mm-hmm. Dr. Andrew, if I could remember your last name, I would say it. But there's a doctor named Andrew, and he's got his number wrong on his resume. And the amount of phone calls, text messages I get a week saying they would like to hire you.
Did you get any from the Hand Society?
Oh, I wonder if he's there. Probably. I'll let you know if I get any text saying like, oh, we're meeting.
No, don't let me know. I need you to head up to Vancouver and see what's going on.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know how like when the Super Bowl comes around, people place those bets of some sort. It's like, oh, we think the orange Gatorade is going to be dumped on the winning football coach's head, right? Things like that.
You can bet on
prop bets, right? Is that what they're called?
Uh-huh. Every single detail of the day.
Yeah, like how long the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be and things like that. Place your prop bets now. Do you think Destiny's going to get engaged this weekend?
You got to give some context because think every weekend. So what's so different?
Okay. We just gave away tickets to the Iowa Renaissance Festival that's happening this weekend in the Amanas. Me and my boyfriend, Abraham, went to the two weekends that happened just a couple of months ago because we went the first weekend and we got obsessed with it. Then we were like, we're going to go the next weekend after.
Yeah.
That second weekend, when we went, apparently he had the ring in his pocket the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the way out. They were like, doors are closed. It's 6 o'clock.
Bye,
guys. Festival's over, you know, things like that. That he looks at me and he looked really sad and he goes, oh, I hate to tell you this. And I said, what? He goes, it was in my pocket the entire time. And I said, open the doors now, guys, open them.
Jeez.
So do we think, place your prop bets now, that he's going to try to propose this weekend at the Renaissance Festival?
Mm. Well, what do you think?
Here's the thing. Last time I had no clues, nothing. He didn't give anything away until we were on the drive there. He did say something along the lines of like, your nails look good. Mm-hmm. So that was a good thing. And there was one other thing, and I can't remember what it was, that I was like, it could be today. I will tell you this. So far, there are no clues. Mm-hmm. He has said nothing about my nails. I showed him my outfit for the Renaissance Festival this weekend. He's not making sure it's like top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it wouldn't be, because you know I take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing is really giving it away for me.
So you don't think it's gonna happen?
If anything, I'm at a 25%. That's my prop bet. If I was to place a prop bet this weekend, I would say 25%.
Okay.
What are you guessing?
Well, yeah, same thing. Now I cannot believe he told you last time. I think I verbatim said he gets to do that once. Otherwise, it's just plain mean to be like, I had it and I didn't do it.
No, that's so rude.
So I'm kind of like, I think it's clear he wants to surprise you. And you already knew that it was going to happen last time. That I don't think
he'd do it.
He's going to do it. Or is he because, is it reverse psychology?
Or maybe not the first weekend, so not this weekend, because he knows right. I'm expecting it.
Right.
So most likely next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at like 25 too. Is that your prop bet? Are we putting it in?
I feel, yeah, maybe I would feel more confident next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, I think if it doesn't happen this weekend, we need to place an actual bet. Like, whoever loses has to, like, do a bad British accent or something. So we'll chat again next week.
Okay, so if you missed it a couple minutes ago, we were placing our, like, prop bets. If we think my boyfriend Abraham's going to propose at the Renaissance Festival this weekend, because the last time it happened, he had the ring in his pocket the entire time and just never got around to it. Well, not that he didn't get around to it. He just didn't find the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
You asked if I had any, like, if maybe signs that is leaning towards I think it's going to happen. I said, not really. That's why I'm only at a 25% for my prop bet. This, I don't know if this is a sign for you at all, but it's funny enough. His boss yesterday, when I was at his work, asked, when are you going to do it? And he walked away with a really weird smirk. But I just think that sometimes he doesn't want to talk about it because he's too afraid to give too much details.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what
I didn't
means.
See. I need to see the look, you know? Was it a look of shame? Like, I haven't actually planned anything?
Or the look of, I thought you meant like the look of shame. Like, I don't actually want to propose to her anymore.
I actually never got the ring. Oh, no.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't have anything to really report on what's happening outside the window, but I must tell you that the window is cooking my back right now.
Doesn't help because she's also in like the most gigantic sweatshirt ever.
Leggings.
That looks very like thick.
I have my fuzzies. Not, they're not fuzzy
like
socks.
You should be wearing that when it's like -5 out.
Yeah, I wanted cozy vibes today.
You do look warm.
Yeah, it was a little chilly when I woke up. This is that time where you dress for 8 seasons. And I'm serious, I should have layered up because the window is just hardly cracked. We like it fairly dark in this studio. We have blackout curtains and it's just cracked. And that little crack is just cooking my back right now.
What do you have underneath?
That's none of your business. How dare you ask a lady that?
It just says girl. I think you could take it off.
No. I. You know what? I might get a tan.
Do you not
though.
Even have a bra on?
Well, yes, I do. How? I'm calling the police.
Yesterday, we got to judge the best tasting water right here in Iowa. And we thought we would have an answer for you of who has the best tasting water. But we don't.
No, we don't. And we knew, like, they got to tabulate the scores and stuff.
Yeah.
There was only one person, I believe, who, like, poured out all the samples and labeled them. And still nothing.
Let's just talk about the email we did get.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, something fishy's happened.
Well, you asked because you're nosy.
I did. I said, do we know who won the best water? And the email we got back says, we do. I can't say anything until Monday, but watch for my email then. And then it's the emoji that's like showing all the teeth. I don't really know.
Yeah, it's not a smile. It's not a frown. Mm-hmm. Like he's not. It's almost like the nervous or like ooh. That's the best way I can like ooh.
Yes.
Emoji.
When I say it's fishy, I'm like, does that mean Cedar Rapids won or did we not win? Like that's what I want to know.
I don't know. I cannot dissect.
I can't read an
the
emoji.
Message.
Uh huh.
I don't know. It could be good. It could be bad. It could be somewhere in between. Because we knew that last year, Cedar Rapids did not take it home. It was Ames that had the best tasting water. What's going to happen? I don't know.
I have to go all weekend not being able to sleep, stressing out about it. What?
I didn't know that it was affecting you so much.
It really does, Taylor.
There's probably a number you can call.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you about how stressed I am about this.
Yeah, you can.
We're just telling you a couple minutes ago, we don't have the answer yet for who has the best tasting water in Iowa. We did do we were the judges, some of the judges, for the contest. And the results are not in like we thought they would be, but they will be on Monday.
Yeah, so we won't know until then, I guess. It's going to be a long weekend.
It is. So As soon as we know, we'll let you know who has the best tasting water. We're hoping Cedar Rapids wins. This would be the fifth time that we've won in the last 14 years. But it was really stressful judging water. This is one of our favorite things that we get to do in radio. We cannot talk more highly about it.
Yeah.
We look forward to it. So we want to talk about it, but how stressful it can be.
Well, it's so hilarious because to paint you a picture, if you didn't see, we posted some pictures on Facebook yesterday, but they sit us down in front of, it looks like a beer flight kind of, but it's water and they're not labeled. We don't even know what cities submitted themselves.
We have no idea.
We have no idea who the options are. They're just labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and however far it goes. Then there's a score sheet that has appearance,
smell,
taste, and aftertaste.
Yep.
And you match it up. Okay, A has like a 6 and B has a 5. You go about it your own way. And then you get some saltine crackers as a palate cleanser. And then they're just like, okay, go ahead and taste. Everybody that like walks by is like, is there really a difference? Yes. The more you taste the waters, but sometimes, I don't know if you had this. If I would go back to a water, I'd be like, well, wait a minute. Now I hate it.
There was a couple times. Yeah.
It was good the first time, and now I don't like it.
Because you would start comparing it to other ones.
Yes.
And same thing with the smell. I was like, oh, I didn't smell that at first.
Because I know you're right now in your car, you're like, water doesn't have a smell. Yes, it does.
There was one that smelled real bad. I'll tell you that right now. But that is kind of how we judge it. It's stressful, but again, a big honor. We love doing it. Please ask us to come back every year. It's so much fun. It's stressful because you are getting such an honor of, you know, looking at all these waters and picking who is the best of the best, and you have no idea who it is. That's very stressful.
No, and they take it serious.
They do.
I guess I didn't realize last year that there was like specific rules of bringing your city's water. And, like, if you don't follow it, you get disqualified.
There was a city that did get disqualified this year. We don't know if it was your city. You listening, we have no idea.
Because they brought it chilled. Apparently, it has to come in, like, it has to be 2 gallons in a glass bottle so that the plastics don't affect the taste. And it has to be room temperature. They brought theirs in a cooler.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Disqualified. See, that's how stressful it could be, but it's a great honor. We love doing it. Please ask us to come back.
Well, I'm not sure because you keep saying you're not going to sleep until you know.
I need to know if we won.
She yelled at me.
We've been talking about how we got to judge the best tasting water in Iowa yesterday. We don't have the results. We hope to next week. And we'll let you know as soon as we know.
Absolutely.
But we love doing this. God, it's such an honor to judge who has the best water.
It really is.
It's so much fun.
It's very important.
Not only do we get to drink a ton of water and we get to look at the parents and we get to smell it and all those things, and that's a highlight of our entire day, but they also invite us to a lunch. And at that lunch, they have meetings and we get to be a part of it. And we feel so cool.
Well, we get to watch. We're not in there. That's right. No, we're not a part of it.
That's true. I ain't raising my hand when I shouldn't be.
Right.
But they're very official at these meetings or the conference. Again, I'm too dumb for this. They're very official.
It's a whole conference and there's like a luncheon meeting.
Yes. And what do they do at this meeting? Because it's so freaking cool.
Well, I don't know what it's called, so
bear with us.
Bear with me as I explain. They like officially start the meeting with a gavel. And
we ain't got one here.
Like the head honcho. Like the one who's in charge. I don't remember what their title is, president or chair, or I have no idea. They get to start it and they ask, you know what they do? They ask for permission. Permission to start the meeting, and then somebody has to go.
Permission granted.
Yeah.
Or something.
Go for it. I don't know what they say. And then they're
hearing.
And a second. And then somebody goes, I don't know what they do.
I don't know what they do, but it's cool.
They be yelling from the crowd. Okay. It's really cool. And then they whack that gavel and they get to business.
And they're like, meeting is adjourned or meeting is started or whatever they say.
Yeah. And then they go through all the important stuff. And then they have like a motion.
Yeah.
A motion to do this. And then the same thing happens where somebody goes,
can somebody second that?
Yeah. They don't say that. They say something else.
Yeah, it's so official. And I freaking love it. And I look at you every time. We're looking at each other like we have never seen something more professional in our entire life. We want to be a part of
Dude,
it.
Dude, I looked at the people we were sitting with. And I'm like, this is my favorite part. And they're like, are you serious?
They're
I'm
probably
like, no,
like,
I'm 100% serious.
They're like, this happens in our every Monday meeting probably.
Dude, and then they passed the gavel because somebody else is like stepping into the position. I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Judge Judy who? I want that gavel.
Judge Judy who? So I turn to the girl next to me and I go, I need this in our work meet. Like, I want this in my meetings. She goes, oh, honey, we need to get you on a board. I was like, how do I get on a board? Like, I know there's like boards of businesses and things like that. I was like, I'm like, do they cost money? Because I can't afford it. Like,
yeah, do you have to pay a membership?
I think you do.
Are you serious?
That's what she said. And then I was like, well, can they, if there's a board out there that would take those girls in the afternoon and we don't got to pay.
I'll be on the board of, I can become passionate about most things.
I can, and I'll bring a latte. I'll bring cookies. Yeah. Ooh. We'll bake things. That will be our membership fee. Please let us on a board so we can do, I second that.
And do I have to say those words or can I like just be like, yeah.
Go team.
I support you, queen.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We're getting a little down and dirty with this one.
Okay.
We're talking about showering.
Okay.
There is quite the debate on TikTok.
Are you going to tell me I'm doing it wrong?
Listen, I'm not here to tell you how to shower.
Great.
But there is a debate all started by this gal, Eve Tilly, posted a video admitting that she showers twice a week.
Okay.
She was asking, I mean, she was being vulnerable. She was opening up and being like, how many times is the average person showering? Because, like, I feel like a lot of people say you're only supposed to wash your hair 2-3 times a week.
No, we won't talk about that for me.
I probably only wash mine once a week, she says. But here's the kicker, and I don't want any judgment because this is a judgment-free zone because this is TikTok, which I'm like, girl, no, it's not. Have you ever read the comments?
They're mean.
She said, I shower about twice a week. And she said she does that because she doesn't like getting wet. She doesn't like being cold afterwards. And she doesn't want to deal with washing her hair every time. So there's obviously two sides to this. Some people saying, oh my gosh, thank you. I'm the same way. Nobody ever talks about this. I hate showering. Whatever. I don't shower every day. And then there's people who are quite offended and are like, that's nasty. You should shower every day. You could not pay me to admit this on the internet. I didn't know where you would land on this.
Okay, well, I mean, as long as you're, you know, cleaning the private areas, just like a hand towel, that's
okay.
Nice. Well, wouldn't that be good? That's good.
Sure.
Sanitary.
Uh-huh. I guess I don't know if she's like taking a washcloth bath in between.
That would be nice,
I don't know.
In my opinion. But I don't, honestly, I don't know if I can tell you my number. I know I do it right now. Well, in spring and fall, it's like awkward because I really couldn't tell you the number. But when it's like dead summer and dead winter, it's like 3 times a day. No joke. Because in the summertime, I sweat so much, so I just want to get that off of me. Mm-hmm. And then in the wintertime, I'm cold. So it's just like warm me the heck up.
You do have a point there.
So right now, it's a lot because I'm cold right now all the time. I know we're not in the dead winter, but I am really cold right now. And I can't stand my feet being cold. So I have to warm up with that. Don't ask questions. But I will admit, and people are probably going to hate this, I only wash my hair once every 2 weeks. I've trained my hair to not need it that much.
Yeah, I also waited a long time. I don't know how long. Because that's just what works. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like as long as you aren't being like, whoa.
Know your body.
I'm funky.
Know your body.
Or
know your smells.
If you're funky and you're just staying at home, I guess stay home and be funky.
Brought to you by Taylor.
You're
stay
welcome.
Home and be funky.
And that is brought to you by me.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
If you want an 80 to 90% chance that you could game tonight, take notes.
Shh. I don't let them know what to do.
I told my boyfriend neighbor man last night, I'm like, okay, here's the deal. If you want an 80 to 90% more likely chance to be able to video game and not have me complain, make the bed. Make the freaking bed.
Explain.
Well, nothing irritates me more than when I walk into the bedroom after a long, hard day and the pillows are tossed all around the bedroom, the blankets on the floor, dog bones on the bed, because they love to do that. And I'm like trampling over things in the bedroom. Make the bed. Because I would love to do it myself, but I usually get up before him. And sometimes, depending on the day, I leave the house before he even gets his booty up.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make my side of the bed, but then he literally like tosses and turns like he's a tornado in the bed. So it doesn't stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit, this morning, he took note because the bed was made. So I'm already in a better mood.
And you told, it's because you told him.
I told him last night.
That if you make the bed, there's more likely chance you'll get to game.
The boy took notes. And so when I come home tonight.
Tell him something else.
What?
You're more likely to game if you vacuum the whole place.
You know what?
I would start racking it up. Add the more chores.
I shouldn't have done it such a high percentage. That's probably.
Yeah.
Girly pops, take better notes. Maybe lower it to that. If 10. You do the bed, it's 10%. If you make me dinner, we've bumped it up to 20%.
Yeah.
You do the laundry, now it's at 50. Because that's a lot right there.
40. I'm going to barter. I love how supportive my boyfriend Curly is when it comes to cheering me on, going to the gym and getting workouts in and going to my dance classes. But last night I went, there might be an ulterior motive here. Do you really want me to go to the gym? Do you really want me to go to my dance class? Or do you want to stay home and game? The answer is he wants to game. I had...
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to...
I think that's why my boyfriend Neighborman so desperately wants me to make friends.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm being serious. He's like, maybe you could ask that girl at Target to be your friend.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how about that girl at the coffee shop? I'm like, okay, I think you think it's easier to make friends than it actually is.
He wants you to have your own thing.
He wants me to get the heck out of the house so he can game.
Exactly.
So same thing for you.
My dance classes are my...
Your friends.
My thing that I go and do by myself. He does not come with me. And yesterday was a day where I was like, oh, God, I'm like really, really tired. It was a long day. My body's hurting. Like, do I sit it out this week? So I get home and I'm like, what do you think? I sit on the couch. I'm like, I'm really losing motivation here. And he's like, no, you should go. You're going to feel better. It's going to be fun. You're going to get finished and you're going to be like, wow, I'm really glad that I went. I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? Okay. And then he starts getting up and going to his desk. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. You couldn't even wait until I leave. You want a game. You want me to leave so you can sit there and game without me nagging you to get off the game.
Is that what it feels like to be cheated on?
In that moment.
Like, almost like he was leaving you for another woman.
It was.
You know what I'm saying?
Except the other woman is a monkey game where he's beating up monkeys and stuff.
Ew.
I'm not into it. I don't like it.
I would say you're a 10, though, so that makes you feel better. He's at least cheating on you with something not as hot.
With wild monkeys?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
The bathroom has seen us a whole lot today.
What is wrong with you? Don't start a sentence like that with no context.
We've drank a lot of water today.
Okay, lead with that. That sounds better. Yeah, we're hydrated. God. How embarrassing.
She's like, I actually don't
speak for yourself.
I don't do a show with her.
It's no.
Those girls in the afternoon who?
It's humiliating, really.
No, she's right. We're very hydrated because we were judging the best tasting water in Iowa. It's a serious thing. It's a honor that we get to do the last 2 years. It's such a cool thing. We taste tons of water right here in Iowa that people bring in. We have no idea whose water it is, what cities.
No, they don't even tell us. They're not labeled. They're labeled by letter.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even know who entered.
No, they won't tell us because I said, okay, now that we're all done here, can you tell us? And they go, we don't know.
Yeah, no, like I think one person knows.
There's only one person and she was nowhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hopefully have the answer to you tomorrow of who won the best tasting water in Iowa. But in honor of what we got to do today, we thought we'd do one more water trivia question tonight. The question is, jellyfish are 95% water, and so is this food. What is it?
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Jellyfish are 95% water, and so is this food. What is it? I'm still thinking about what I said. I should. You're right. I shouldn't lead with that. I'll work on it.
Please do. I don't want to be She's airing like my out family. My bathroom habits. I don't trust you one bit. That sounds bad.
Sorry.
Anyways, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
One of our favorite things that we have ever got to do in radio, people ask us all the time, judging the best tasting water in Iowa. That is our favorite thing that we've ever gotten to do. And it we got to do it again.
It is so much fun. And it's also harder than you think.
Yeah. One of the hardest jobs that we've ever had to do. We got to do it again today. We'll have the results hopefully for you tomorrow. We'll break it to you live on the show. Hopefully. And we'll know who has the best tasting water.
Yeah, because we don't even know who we ranked.
No, we do know Ames won last year. So will they have a repeat?
A repeat.
No, Lord. I was going to say a three-peat, but they didn't win the year.
I also know Cedar Rapids has some pretty big shoes to fill because they have won it 4 times. Obviously, they did not last year. Will this be the comeback? I don't know.
Let's go see the rapids.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to see.
Well, in honor of us judging the best tasting water right here in Iowa, tonight's trivia question happens to do with water. The question is, jellyfish are 95% water, and so is this food. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. So far, though, we're seeing 2810 said watermelon. Mm. Mm-hmm. That it's better when it's waterier.
What? Thanks for saying that on this radio station.
I don't have anything to follow that up
with. You can go home now.
I'll see myself out.
Please do. 5538 said celery. I wouldn't know. I hate that fruit, that vegetable. Is it a vegetable? Wait, celery's not a fruit.
Celery's a vegetable.
Okay.
Wait. They do say that you burn more calories eating it. Than eating it. I don't... Uh-oh.
Vegetables are with seeds or with... Is it... I'm kidding.
I hate what's happening to us right now because we sound really stupid. So let's stop talking about it because I don't know.
I don't know. I'm starting to think is vegetable... Well, but celery...
Where's a seed in a celery?
That's what I'm saying. There's so none. Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable?
No, it's a root.
Period. We're done. Okay, that was good. That was good. You won that battle.
That was good. I don't know if that's
fight
right.
Us on that one.
I don't.
She just won.
32-33 said tomatoes.
That one's a fruit.
Yeah, that's one of those tricky remember ones. That one. It's a trickster, that tomato.
Yeah, I remember that one just ended the world a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that one's...
News flash. This is breaking news, everybody. A tomato is a fruit. If you didn't know, now you know.
Celery is a root. It's a new category.
No. There's seeds in tomatoes.
No, celery is a root.
I thought you said tomato. I got to go home. I've had enough.
What is happening?
I'm water drunk right now.
They're like, what happened in the show last night? We're like, I don't know. We got water drunk. The best tasting water.
Feeling a little crazy over here.
Jellyfish are 95% water, and so is this food.
I'm so sorry, Mom. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in like 3 minutes.
Can you imagine if they brought a police officer here to do like a breathalyzer test?
You know what? And I'm scared that it would come back like disturbing just based on how I'm feeling.
We've only had water.
I know.
I have a fear constantly of committing a crime and not knowing it. Like drinking water and becoming inebriated.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. Jellyfish are 95% water, and so is this food. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Cucumbers are 95% water.
That's I love cucumbers.
Oh, okay.
I do.
All right. Well,
especially, you know what?
Everybody was wondering. They were like, when they got off of work today, they were like, I was wondering, does Taylor love cucumbers?
I do. And you know what? Even better, I like them in more water.
You know what they were asking? That's what they were asking on the text
refreshing.
Line.
Refreshing.
They were like, I wonder, does Taylor like cucumbers in water?
What else do they want to know?
They want to know if you dip them in hummus.
Yuck. Hate hummus.
Text line's going crazy.
Let me know what else you want to know, and I will answer your burning questions.
Okay, we've learned a lot. She likes cucumbers and hates them with hummus, and she likes to put them in her water.
We can keep this going if you want.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.